New Millennium Audio presents
The Life and Adventures of Martin Chuzzlewit by Charles Dickens, read by Paul Schofield. It was pretty late in the autumn of the year when the declining sun, struggling through the mist which had obscured it all day, looked brightly down upon a little Wiltshire village within an easy journey of the fair old town of Salisbury. Like a sudden flash of memory, or spirit kindling up the mind of an old man, it shed a glow upon the scene, in which its departed youth and freshness seemed to live again. The wet grass sparkled in the light. The scanty patches of verdure in the hedges took heart and brightened up. The stream, which had been dull and sullen all day long, broke out into a cheerful smile. The birds began to chirp and twitter on the naked boughs, as though the hopeful creatures half believed that winter had gone by and spring had come already. The vane upon the tapering spire of the old church glistened from its lofty station in sympathy with the general gladness, and from the ivy-shaded windows such gleams of light shone back upon the glowing sky that it seemed as if the quiet building were the hoarding place of 20 summers, and all their ruddiness and warmth were stored within. A moment, and its glory was no more. The sun went down beneath the long dark lines of hill and cloud which piled up in the west, an airy city, wall heaped on wall, and battlement on battlement. The light was all withdrawn. The shining church turned cold and dark, the stream forgot to smile. The birds were silent, and the